Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's 7 after the hour. Time for our talk radio review for this week, the week of June 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th. So you're listening to this program as we enter or go through the weekend. This is a review of the top 10 stories and the people list as published by Talkers Magazine. They do their research every week, and you can find this list published at talkers.com. We also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, pretty much everything talk and related to the talk industry, the news talk business. At the helm here, Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, Victoria Keelan from the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll do our commentary and work our way up through the list from number 10 to number 1. The dust cloud that I have talked about, I don't know if anybody else has heard the conversation about this or you really know what's going on, but there was a huge dust storm that got started in the Sahara. And one person told me, ladies, that this is how the Earth changes its appearance. These sorts of things, you're looking back on the history, our planet is almost 5 billion years old. And so there have been, over the course of 5 billion years, many different things that have shaped this rock. And one of them has been the climate change and where the position of deserts. For example, most of North America used to be a desert. Back a couple of billion years ago, and the South America and Africa didn't even exist. So as time changes, climate changes, realities of where the desert, whatever, all this stuff changes. As a matter of fact, Europe used to be a desert too at one point in time. So this dust cloud has grabbed onto, or maybe better put, the jet stream is doing a reverse almost, kind of the way the planets are in retrograde. So all this dust that was in the desert has been captured and is moving across the Atlantic, and probably by the first of the week, looks like the environment in all the southeastern states, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, across to even into Louisiana, going to be covered by this film, this dust that's basically sand from the desert. And it is that it's using the same trail as the hurricanes do. You know, they all start in the way over on the African side of the Atlantic, and they travel across.
Carried in the atmosphere, right?
Yeah, right. Yep. So look for that. Number 9.
Can't wait for a gigantic dust cloud.
Dust storm, yeah. Whoopee!
It's been an easy year so far, so why not?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I mean, all those people that are partying at the beaches in Florida without masks on and without paying attention to what the, you know, is really going on, who knows? They probably won't even pay. They won't even know they got hit by this dust, as it were. Number 9, the House Judiciary hearings. I must admit that I don't really understand all
Did
of
you
this,
see this
back and forth. I've seen a lot of hoopla about it, but who's zooming who here?
The House Judiciary hearing that happened this week was chaotic. First of all, it was in the Judiciary Committee, which is the committee that handled the impeachment. So it's kind of a redo. If you missed your favorite cast of characters from the impeachment hearing, they're all back. Jerry Nadler and Doug Collins, sure. Louis Gohmert. So what happened is there was a whistleblower who's a former deputy attorney general at the Justice Department. He contends that Roger Stone and Michael Flynn got an easier time of it because of their connection with Trump. And so, of course, when Democrats heard this, they wanted to have a hearing. So they had this guy come in, and he started his testimony, and apparently he was allowed to just go as long as he wanted. They weren't following the parliamentary rules of 5 minutes or however long it was supposed to be. So then Republicans take issue with it. Louis Gohmert starts hitting something. I mean, it was like this. Throughout the guy's whole testimony, he's tapping, tap, 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 tap as the guy's talking. And so finally, then Jerry Nadler addresses it, and then Doug Collins gets in on the mix, and he starts yelling about how you can't just have a hearing without parliamentary procedure, and the Sergeant of Arms was called in. It was very, very chaotic. I don't know. It was crazy to watch. It was actually kind of funny. And to answer the question about whether or not Michael Flynn or Roger Stone received preferential treatment, I think it's difficult to make that case, and I'm not a lawyer, but, I mean, they used amphibious vehicles and, like, frogmen to go into Roger Stone's home and drag him out of the house while CNN cameras were watching all of this. He would have turned himself in. He wasn't a flight risk. I don't know that he was gone, that people went easy on him. With Michael, and he's going to jail, by the way. And with Michael Flynn, he has $6 million in legal fees. His reputation has been totally ruined. His family was totally pressured. He lost everything. So to suggest that they got an easy pass, I don't know. Part two of number 9 on the list are the Flynn charges, of course, which should have been dismissed. The judge in the case has not done that yet, but D.C. District Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that Judge Emmett Sullivan needs to drop the charges against Michael Flynn.
Number 8, the relationship we have with China. I must say I'm concerned or confused about where we are. I don't see any real activity here at trying to bring our businesses back to America, incentivizing companies and people. We'll have to have some business relationship for sure.
Actually, there was a development in this that didn't get very much reported.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, the Pentagon this week actually released a list of the 20 companies that are aiding the Chinese military. So they went through some of the American companies here that are helping prop up.
You have the list? I'd love to see the list.
Yeah, I can send it to you. Huawei is on the list, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
That's the communications company. But I think this is really important, and actually, as a lot of people are saying, long overdue in trying to figure out what American businesses are propping up some of these Chinese military companies. So, yeah. I can send you the list for sure.
Yep, I want to see the list.
But
I want to go through it.
To speak to what you were talking about, Doug, with moving stuff out of China, a lot of European companies, because, you know, I follow a lot of tech news, a lot of European companies have already begun the infrastructure of yanking stuff, business out of China. They're moving to Vietnam. They're moving to parts of East Asia, the Philippines, and I think that's kind of going to be the trend. And I don't know about American companies yet. I don't know that the incentive is going to be to come back to America because it is so much more expensive here. But I do think we will probably follow suit and follow a lot of the EU countries and maybe move businesses to. We have a good relationship with Vietnam. A decent relationship with the Philippines.
Yes.
So I think that that's probably where we'll
Laos,
see our business
Cambodia,
going.
All those from the war days in the 60s, we've rebuilt the countries anyway, so we might as well. And they have actually good feelings for Americans now. After we destroyed their countries, then we go back in and build them up. And they have good. It's pretty much the same thing that happened with, if you look at Japan, after World War II, we rebuilt their country, and now we have pretty good relationships, for the most part, with them. I don't see the relationship with China getting better, frankly. I don't, especially with the current leadership. And if you believe what you read, the people that are underneath this guy are worse than he is. So you gotta wonder what is the world gonna be like, with even more, strictness. The people in China are getting very restless. That you hear from any number of sources. They just don't like what's going on. And when the unemployment rates go up over there, as they have here, they'll really start to get restless. So they have their own problems for sure over there. The psychology of the number 7, Michael keeps putting psychology in there. The psychology of, I take it to mean, and you can take it any way you want to, how our psychology is being changed by the fear in the news media. The fear-based thinking, the fear-based stories, everything is bad, the world's coming to an end. I think
is that what he means?
So. I don't know
because
what he means.
The psychology stories that I've seen are studies on the psychology of isolation, people feeling lonely, people feeling disconnected from families. Like that's the psychology, there's a new study every day that I come across.
I understand that. I feel a little depressed myself being separated from my family. I don't really feel Like, although I'm sort of making my plans for a couple of months from now, I was going to go, and then I decided not to go to the West Coast.
Yeah.
And that's, I get that. I think.
But, you know, a new study that I literally just read 2 days ago said that after they polled people in who are isolated, single, older people, that they expected the rates of isolation and depression to be really high. And actually, it turns out it was surprisingly low because of technology. Because of these grandparents and parents who are living alone, FaceTime, Zoom, they said that they actually had more interaction with seeing their kids on screen and friends and doing social Zooms and things like that, that they actually felt like they were even more connected than ever, even though nothing can replace being physically in the presence of your loved ones. But for the most part, they actually found that that psychology study was kind of surprising, which is good news, because the last thing we need are, you know, depressed old people who are feeling isolated.
Yeah, exactly. All right, number six here is the current status of education in our country. People are beginning to realize that, as with the police, there needs to be a revamping pretty much. I think parents now have gotten closer to what really is going on in school, and a lot of parents don't like the educational, the priorities, if you will, the way things are being taught, what's being taught, parents becoming aware of what isn't being taught. Up next, a focus on the economy at number five on our story list from Talkers Magazine this week on the Countdown Review.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
What is an easy and effective way to catch bass in the summertime? The answer, right after this message.
At Higdon Outdoors, we help you get the most of every minute you spend hunting. There's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. We're using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your duck, goose, and turkey hunting experience even better. We welcome Power Calls to the Higdon Outdoors family. Unleash the power. Visit power-calls.com. That's power-calls.com.
An easy and effective way to catch bass in the summertime is around barge tie-ups. Why? Because they offer a place for bait fish to take cover, breaks from the current, and shade. Throw a Ned rig, jig it up and down, and wait for the strike. To learn more, check us out on Drawing the Wildlife, where the seasons never end.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender. Tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Pro frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Unfortunately, we don't have a place for the Tiger. What's the name of that show?
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Tiger King. The ladies are talking about that.
Should be number one trending on this list forever.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, right. All right, we are going through the trending stories, the top 10 stories, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, list printed every week at talkers.com. We've gone from number 10 to number 6. Number 5 is the economy. What, 40 million people are out of work? Unemployment rate is over 14%. Do either of you know someone who was unemployed because of the virus and now has gone back to work? Or most
no,
of the people
I
you know
people
still?
Who are still. Yeah, my sister-in-law was furloughed. My brother lost his job. A lot of our friends have
lost,
been
lost,
furloughed.
Like it's not going to be, he doesn't have a job to go back to at some point?
Maybe next year. I don't know.
Wow.
But, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, we have a lot of friends.
That's pretty
who work
ugly.
In the yeah, we have a lot of friends who work in the service industry. And we just ran into, we just got takeout from one of the restaurants in the little village where we live. And we, for the first time, they have outdoor seating now available. And so, outdoor dining, I should say. And so our favorite bartender, we ran into him, and we hadn't seen him in months, so we didn't know what had happened. And his other job, besides working as a bartender, was he's a car dealer. He works at a car dealership. So mm-hmm. we know the car dealerships got shut down immediately, so both of his sources of income were completely obliterated. And so he has been working construction. He's been working on job sites for the last
good.
Couple of months to
very
keep some money coming
job.
In.
Yeah,
so in his, you know, we were happy for him that it wasn't, you know, a total wash, but there are other friends of ours in the service industry who just, you know, they mm-hmm. just weren't able to come back yet, so it's tough.
Yeah. How about you, Jennifer? You know anybody who was on the beach and still is or has gone
you
back
know,
to work?
I really, of all my friends, I mean, I have friends who are teachers who got sent home, but they're still working. I have another friend who worked in, like, a medical office, and she got sent home and had her schedule cut to, like, 3 days a week instead of five, but they still paid her at the same rate, so she was loving life. So I really don't know anybody who lost their job because of COVID. Most of my friends just kept working, but just working from home for the most part.
Yeah, there you go. All right, number 4 this week on the countdown is a focus on the presidential race. What I want to know, whether this is fake news or real news, I saw a story suggesting that Trump told Sean Hannity this week that he expects Joe Biden is going to beat him in November.
What? He said he would never say that.
I'm looking at this Fox News story. For the second time this week, Trump appeared resigned to the idea that former Vice President Biden will beat him in November, telling Sean Hannity that Biden is going to be president because some people don't love me. This was done during a swing in
Jen, is this real?
Wisconsin.
I haven't heard it, but, I mean, I didn't watch the Hannity interview yet. I do have it to watch, but I haven't seen it. I don't know exactly what he said. I couldn't clarify his remarks.
I can't imagine him saying it.
One-on-one. I'm looking at this story. Fox News, one-on-one with President Trump. So,
where's the story from?
The story is from the Daily Beast.
Yeah, I would not pay too much attention to that.
So how do they get away with that? Then, if it's, I mean, they are quoting supposedly, how can they be that blatant if in fact it's not? They say during a town hall meeting, Trump fell back on his well-worn attack lines against the Democrats, blah, 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 blah. He talks about Joe Biden not being able to put two sentences together. I mean, that kind of stuff is pretty much typical. Here's the thing.
It's a lot closer. There's a lot of polling that's coming out right now from all different sources that show Joe Biden with pretty significant leads in not only in the national polling but in some of the key battleground states. But if you look into the way that they're gathering these metrics, they're not gathering metrics from likely voters, and that's what you want to look at. The polls that you really want to pay attention to at the very bottom, when no one reads the fine print anymore, the polling of likely voters, and you want to look at the margin of error.
Hold on to this. We'll continue this a little bit. Second half hour of our talk radio review coming up.
The fourth is your time to show off your skills. Burgers, check. Hot dogs, check. Refrigerator? Well, before yours decides to check out and ruin your backyard barbecue, upgrade to a new one. Lowe's has you covered with appliances up to 40% off, like an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites and everything on your barbecue menu, too. This year, we're home for the fourth. Visit Lowe's and make it the best it can be. Valid through 7/8 U.S. only.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is denying that he'd been briefed on reported U.S. intelligence that a Russian military intelligence unit secretly offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants for killing American troops in Afghanistan. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on ABC's This Week.
This is as bad as it gets, and yet the president will not confront the Russians on this score. Denies being briefed, whether he is or not, his administration knows.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Vice President Mike Pence says he doesn't want to say Black Lives Matter because he doesn't agree with the political message behind it.
What I see in the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement is a political agenda of the radical left that would defund the police.
He also said African American leaders have made clear they want law and order and peace in their streets. This is USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid and the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Vice President Mike Pence attended a Celebrate Freedom ceremony at First Baptist Church in Dallas and spoke about a number of issues, including his support for law enforcement. USA's John Clemens has more.
Mr. Pence said there is no excuse for the rioting, looting, and burning, as he vowed to prosecute those responsible.
Most of those who put on the uniform of law enforcement every day are the best people in this country. They walk out the door every morning. They risk their lives to protect us and our families. But we all know the tragic events of recent days. And let me say, there's no excuse for what happened to George Floyd, and justice will be served.
Mr. Pence, like many of the worshipers, wore protective face masks, but removed his when he spoke from the pulpit. John Clemens, USA Radio Network.
Three people in New Mexico have died. One has been blinded, and three others are in critical condition after drinking hand sanitizer that was tainted with methanol. On June 19th, the FDA released a list of hand sanitizer brands that have found to contain methanol. They say don't use it because it's toxic. Most of the hand sanitizers on the list were produced by a Mexico-based company called Ecbiochem. The FDA recommends consumers stop using the hand sanitizers and dispose of them in the trash. Do not pour them down the drain. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The second half hour of our talk radio review for the week with the components of the DJV show, Doug, Jen, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen with my comments. Jennifer Warren has hers, and Victoria Keenan also hers. We were talking about the presidential race, and I wondered whether the John Bolton book will have anything to do. That was sort of in here in the whole overall review of what's going on this week and the chaos of our review. What about the Bolton book? Who's read it, and what do we think?
I have not read it, but I don't know. I think it's going to be tough for him to get sales because I don't know who his audience is. Victoria's pointed that out many times. And I don't necessarily think it changes the election. John Bolton's book speaks to two people, the ardent supporters of President Trump who aren't going to listen to him and the Democrats who want something bad on him who are never going to vote for him. So,
right.
You know, is it going to have a huge impact on the independent voters? I don't think so.
He's going to be on the DJV program with us next Tuesday. I don't normally do with you these such strident political stuff, but I find him to be such a character, and I've been so outspoken about him, I thought, okay, let's take a shot at having him on the program and see what he sounds like, what he has to say in a few minutes. You know, it's a quick hit. People who are, is anybody listening to this program? We have millions of people on hundreds of stations that listen to the DJV program every week. Is anybody going to be influenced? That's kind of what you just addressed, Jennifer, whether anybody's going to be influenced by listening to him to buy the book. How is it selling, by the way, to this point? It's been out for a week or so. Anybody know what the stats are?
It's Tuesday, so I don't know what the stats are yet.
No. All right. Number three on the story list this week. We're getting into the area which was number one last week and the week before. Now this week, number three, the whole business about race relations in our country, police reform movement. I think the pendulum has gone, if I can put my two cents worth in, the focus on Black Lives Matter, how that relates to our relationships, whether it be black on white or whether it's any number of different considerations for race. I think that the police reform movement is something that is long overdue, and I would encourage everybody listening to participate in this discussion. And I think, as I said, with the education situation in number six, that there needs to be complete reform there as well. One of the subtexts to race relations was the complete overcooking of the noose case in NASCAR and Bubba Wallace. That became ridiculous. So anyway,
not
those are
really
my,
though. Why do you think it's ridiculous?
Because it had nothing to do with the idea.
But when you see a noose hanging and a black man is wheeling his car in, like I don't see that.
It wasn't a noose.
I would have
it's
the same.
It was the garage door.
But when I
pulled
yeah,
down.
Well, we know that now, but there it looks like a noose. You haven't seen the pictures. It looks like a noose is
I've
hanging
seen pictures
in the garage
door.
For someone with a very small head. I don't know. Obviously, it looks disturbing, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think we're so quick to jump to conclusions in this country. We forget to let facts come out. And so immediately everybody who doesn't like stereotypes plays on a stereotype that NASCAR people are racist. And so that was what dominated the news cycle about how terrible NASCAR is and how racist they are. And, oh, they like the Confederate flag and blah, 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 blah. And so we play, the same group that calls for ending stereotypes played to a very prevalent stereotype and didn't actually do better and rise to the occasion. So that's unfortunate.
But there are truths and stereotypes. That's how they become stereotypes.
Oh, no question about that.
Of course, on all sides of the aisle. Absolutely right.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
And by the way, I think we all have them. I think anybody who tells you they don't have stereotypes, they're lying to you because it's how our brain classifies things. But certainly, but here's the thing, and I'll just finish it up and be done. The fact that we are not celebrating that this was not a noose and instead a garage opener for Bubba Wallace is disgusting. Disgusting to me. You have people like Al Sharpton out there going, well, I don't know if I really believe it.
Right.
Well, believe it, pal. That wasn't installed to scare anybody. It was a garage door opener. I don't understand why we have to keep pushing a narrative when it's dead.
All right, so here's the part of the narrative that I think does need to be pushed. A story about an 18-year-old girl, biracial, living in Wisconsin. This assault on her now being investigated finally by police as a hate crime. She was set on fire in her car in Madison, Wisconsin. Her name is Althea Bernstein. She told authorities she was stopped at a red light when her driver's side window, she had it down. She heard somebody yell at her something that I will not repeat on the air. And the four white guys in the car sprayed a liquid on her face and her neck and then threw a lighter at her. So this kind of ignorance, I mean, it infuriates me to the point of wondering what happens to these guys. I don't even know they caught these guys. So she was able to put the fire out on herself by patting herself down. But the fact that even happened, are there people that are that ignorant in this country? Yeah. Yeah, there are. And
that's
they really make it bad for the
hate.
Rest.
That's
yeah,
just,
it is
that's
hate.
Beyond
that's being
ignorance.
Hateful.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the shock of that happening to you? If you were driving along in your car and you're sitting at a light, somebody throws lighter fluid on your body and then they throw a match at you? Who thinks like that? Who thinks? Where did they come from?
Criminals. That's
oh, my
thought.
God.
I mean, it's not thought of a normal person.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the kind of stuff that cranks me up. Some of the other things. Listening to Al Sharpton is like watching paint dry. He's such a blowhard. Who cares what he has to say?
But
the real stuff is in these stories.
Care.
Well,
I don't dislike him.
I don't like him at all.
I know.
All right. This is opinion based.
He spews a dangerous narrative that just adds to.
I told you the story
and the violence.
Yeah. Any encounter I've had with him personally has been negative. Whereas I told you the story on the DJV show this week of the encounter I had with Jesse Jackson. And it was, I didn't have a lot of patience with him until I met him and spent some time talking to him. It is an interesting character, to be sure, and very intelligent, and he's an opportunist, don't get me wrong, but he still is. There's something about Al Sharpton that spews hate. Jesse Jackson, I didn't feel it. Jesse Jackson's more of a business guy. He uses this stuff to create business and wealth for himself. And he's pretty open about it in Chicago. Number two on our story list is around the Chinese plague, if that's what you want to call it, the government virus, whatever, COVID, the mask debate and whether it saves us from getting the virus. I think people who don't want to wear it say it doesn't, and people who understand that it does are wearing the mask. That's the way it boils down for me. Ladies, what about you?
Yeah, I think, my personal feeling is that I keep my mask on my wrist. If I pass somebody, I put it on. If I don't pass someone, I keep it off. Now, that is me breaking the law in California because California has created this extensive set of circumstances where it literally, even if you're sitting in a room by yourself, you have to keep it on. I don't think that's legal. I don't think it's who we are as a country. I'm not going to do that. But when I'm around other people, sure, I think that it's the right thing to do. It's the responsible thing to do. Whether it works or not, it makes people feel better, and that's why I do it.
Okay. That's an interesting way of looking. It makes people feel better. I think it's better for you, but I do think it's the polite thing to do. What about you, Victoria?
Yeah, whenever we're in public, whether we're walking the dogs or going, our anniversary was this week, and so we went out to dinner
To the wedding I didn't get invited to. Right?
Correct.
That's the
anniversary. And,
you didn't get invited to the anniversary either. There's some
right.
But it was our first, proper dining experience, and it was nice. And you wear the mask if you have to go inside to go to the bathroom or whatever, and then when you're sitting at your table, you can eat and you don't have to wear a mask. So it was fine. Were covered, and, we felt safe.
I had dinner last night with a friend at a restaurant, first time I've been in a restaurant for, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. And,
it was the first martini I've had someone else make for me in 4 months, and it was delightful.
Much better.
Every sip just tasted better.
Yeah, you don't have to drink it through the mask either. So anyway, we walked into this restaurant. They had outside dining, and it was a nice night, so it seemed like a nice thing to do. And we both walked in with a mask on. And then we sat at the table and took the mask off, and it was kind of cool.
That you walked in and sat with?
A lady who actually made the masks that we have. We have a special on my farm at easleyfarm.com. You can see a picture of the masks that were made. They're milk, milk and cow masks, and they're special.
Is she cute?
Yeah, she's nicely attractive. Thank you for asking. Yeah.
So was this a date? Is this your first post quarantine date?
What has this got to do with the discussion?
This is everything.
It is a date. Yeah, that's good, Dougie.
Well, good for you. That's good. Our single friends haven't had any dates yet, so you're ahead of the curve, yeah.
I like to think I am.
How'd the date end? Did it end well?
Speaking of the the debate.
Did you get to see more of her mask?
The what?
The Center for Disease Control says that young people, this is a duh, are not naturally immune to the virus and they should be paying more attention.
Right.
This is a joke, kind of. Hello, the stats... young people are going to get it, but the whole, and maybe we'll pause for a minute here and get to the number one story. When it comes to the COVID and what people take away, what they know, what they don't know, what they feel, this is not going to kill you for the most part. All right, more stats in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Review.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A new survey from two prominent women's health organizations explored opinions about testing for cervical cancer. Over the past 5 years, there's been an increase in the number of healthcare providers and women who consider using the Pap and HPV tests together important to overall health. Dr. DeCarla Albright is a leading OBGYN.
The survey results underscore the ongoing confidence women and their healthcare providers have in the effectiveness and necessity of cervical cancer screening. They also demonstrate a growing reliance on co-testing with the Pap test and HPV test together as the best way to protect women's health.
An astounding 95% of healthcare providers consider the Pap test valuable in screening for cervical cancer, and 90% of women agree with the importance of the Pap test. Additionally, 89% of healthcare providers believe co-testing is essential for women's health. The Cervical Cancer Today survey comes from the National Association of Nurse Practitioners in Women's Health and Healthy Women. To learn more, visit npwh.org or healthywomen.org.
The 4th is your time to show off your skills. Burgers? Check. Hot dogs? Check. Refrigerator? Well, before yours decides to check out and ruin your backyard barbecue, upgrade to a new one. Lowe's has you covered with appliances up to 40% off, like an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites and everything on your barbecue menu, too. This year, we're home for the 4th. Visit Lowe's and make it the best it can be. Valid through 7-8 U.S. only.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I'm looking at some of the outlying stories about the COVID-19, which
really
is number
so
one.
I'm really so happy that you have this big dating life now, Doug. I mean, really. What? This is good stuff I'm learning about
you.
You
stop
it. What are you talking about? It's like number one on the countdown list.
You're like a cat. You're like a man about town.
The Eiffel Tower has reopened. France is going to screen lots of people for the disease. So if you're a tourist, apparently they're not using the elevator because it's too close. So if you want to go to the top of the Eiffel Tower, you have to climb the stairs.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the most visited monument in the world, and they've been closed since March. And so the fact that it's open is kind of an interesting thing, another reality connected to the return to whatever is normal. Who knows what that is. Thank you, ladies. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour now. Time for a technical analysis of why your car is either running well or not running well. Here we have, I don't know that he's a master mechanic, but I might as well introduce him as a master mechanic. Why not? Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com. Okay, so Apple has a new iPhone feature that will replace the car key. What do we think about this? I'm not sure this is a great idea. What about, do you think we, is it just us traditionalists that like car keys? I don't want the iPhone running my life, however. What about you?
Too late. I think it probably already does. The deal is this isn't actually new technology. A lot of car companies have introduced this, Lincoln, BMW, and you can really, it's quite useful, to be honest with you. You can tap the phone against the handle of your car and it unlocks it. My favorite feature of this is that you can actually give somebody the opportunity to drive your car, so you can sort of send them a text message with a code in it so they can drive your car, but you can also, and this is the beauty of this, revoke it at any time that you wish. So your son or daughter borrows the car and they miss curfew, then lock the car and don't let them come home. I find that very entertaining. But
there you go, Dad. Yeah,
it's thanks. The way things are going. It's the
everybody's
way
favorite dad, Nick Mills, Nick Miles, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so speaking of technology, GM's OnStar is branching out beyond the car. What do you think this new smartphone app, Guardian, is that what it's called? What do you know about that?
Yeah, OnStar has been a pioneer in in what it's been doing for years. There has been some very useful pieces to OnStar. One of them is, the push of a button, you can immediately talk to somebody who can help you through a situation, and they can gauge how important it is. So, calling 911, you have to push some buttons, and you have to wait for an answer, and often you have to sort of press one if it really is an emergency, and then you're queued. With OnStar, you press one button, and the person sort of evaluates what's going on. Interestingly, enough, OneStar has been used beyond in people's cars. One of the most used features of it is people calling to report something else going on, not with themselves or the car, but they saw another accident or they saw a crime in process. Yeah. So it's, I actually think 911 would have done a good job if they'd
gone. I was going to say, an adjunct to 911, it sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, a couple of lists out this week, and again, technology is on the top of the list. This is a list from J.D. Power of new vehicle dependency on technology. Is that, am I summarizing this correctly?
It's the initial quality award, which measures what people feel about their cars in the first 90 days. And this isn't really, you know, first of all, it's some really interesting stuff here. For the first time in history, an American brand was number one. Dodge and Kia are joint number one position. I talked to Tim Kuniskis, the president of Dodge, about this yesterday. The guy is just over the moon. They've worked so hard to get this brand up and at the top of the list. So that's really big. There's interesting things about this survey. Any car laden with technology actually was in the bottom half of the list because people are having a harder time using it. And, you know, Mercedes at the bottom of the list again, which is very surprising.
I don't even see Range Rover on the list.
Yeah, the very, very last. The very last.
All right. I know how to pick them.
Tesla was actually has 2.5 complaints for every vehicle that's made. And this may be because of the technology laden. You look at all the people at the bottom are high-tech companies, Audi, Land Rover, Volvo, Mercedes, because people have a hard time using the technology. The simpler technologies and all American brands fared really, really well in this survey.
Yeah, Land Rover last. There you go. Look at all those complaints. So there's another list that came out this week of the vehicles that have the most parts made in America. I thought this was pretty interesting. The Ford Ranger was number one, having more parts as it's assembled here. But when they say assembled, you got to be careful because there are a lot of parts that are made in China and elsewhere. Number two on the list is the Jeep Cherokee, and Tesla is number three. Yeah. I thought that was also kind of interesting. What about you?
Yeah, this is an interesting list always to look at, but a lot of the times, things like the screens, and the bigger the screen is, the more likely it is to come from China. And the reason for that is because they're just so much cheaper, the big screens in China, and so it makes more financial sense to do that. I think one of the things you also need to look at is a lot of vehicles are being assembled, a lot. If you get a list and look at the most made in America.
I'm just looking at the list here. The GM cars made, there's two plants in China for the Buick?
In fact, the best play in that J.D. Power initial quality study, the vehicle that got the best, the factory that got the best award was in China for the best made vehicles.
All right. Well, thanks for that note. It's Nick Miles. His website, rautoexpert.com, should be checked out by everybody looking for.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.